Washington, 2 wins. What did they need to do to translate these numbers into wins?
Find a way to get that 100 mil back they gave Otto Porter and get another 3 guard.
What's burning? That boy Steph Curry is burning. 62 points, career high last night. Congratulations to him. Second oldest player to do it, which is crazy to say because he's only 32 years old, but our brother Kobe is the only player to do touch 60 at an older age. Jack, there's been a lot of chatter and disrespect to the light-skinned king, Steph. What do you think about the chatter, and did he quiet the naysayers last night?
Well, the best way to shut him up is play like he's played last night. But I want to reiterate something you said at the beginning of the season before it started. You said that Steph had to do some amazing things this year in order for them just to get wins. And that's exactly what he did. 21 points in the first quarter. I knew he was off to a big night, but those are the type of games he has to have for this team to even be in the hunt of things.
Yeah, I mean, as we touched on last week, this is a team searching for their identity. You know, gone are the days of KD and Klay on the wing and Iggy and Shawn and David West and you name it. This is a whole new team, so they have to find out who they are as a team. We know we have it with Steph, even though people want to doubt it. So we have to figure out what they have moving forward. Draymond is, I think, only 2 games back, but his energy was contagious last night. And I think the confidence he allows everyone else to play with because they know he has their back is huge. This team played with the energy from the opening tip last night, and they were impressive. You know, they're sitting at 3-3 right now in the middle of the pack. And I'm excited to see this team kind of catch a rhythm and really kind of find an identity. You know that Oubre is slowly but surely coming back to life. Wiggins is finding his footing. I'm really impressed with James Wiseman, young kid that didn't really get to play in college. Inside out, runs the floor, blocks shots, rebounds. They definitely have, possibly, although I pick LaMelo Ball, I think James Wiseman is definitely going to be in the running for Rookie of the Year this year. Week 2 impressions, 2 teams out the gate with strong starts. Philly under Doc Rivers at 5-1 in the East, and the Phoenix Suns under Monty Williams at 5-2 in the West. Let's start with Philly, Jack. One thing I said was Doc is a great motivational speaker. He'll have you believing in yourself, believing in the team. I think that's what you're seeing with Joel Embiid right now and Tobias Harris. Ben Simmons is doing his thing. What are your thoughts on Philly at this point?
Well, the biggest thing for me is I know Doc is holding these guys accountable. You know, having Brett Brown the last couple of years in Philly with Ben Simmons, he really didn't hold them accountable. Both of those guys from Australia, he kind of let him do what he wanted to do. I think with Doc Rivers there, he's going to hold him accountable, let him know that he has to go out there, demand his respect, and play the game one way, and that's 110%. And I think he's spreading that attitude around the whole team, and that's why they're getting off to a good start.
Seth Curry has been a great pickup for them, averaging 16 points, shooting 56% from the field and 51% from the three, more spacing for that team. You know, having played for Doc, like I said, I know that's what he's going to do. He's going to instill confidence. He's going to hold these guys accountable, but he's just a great motivational type guy. And I think that's what you're going to need with guys like Ben Simmons, who needs the constant reminder of how good he is. And Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris had his best year as a pro under Doc in LA. Now he's back with them, and it's no surprise that Tobias is at 19 points a game. So what do you think Doc's been doing to get Tobias to play at that all-star type level?
We're just giving him confidence and letting him know he's a big part of that team. I had Tobias as a rookie in Milwaukee, and coming out of Tennessee, the 6'9", being able, the size he was and being able to do everything on the court, I knew he had a chance to be a star in his league. And I think Doc's just giving him the confidence that he belongs in his league, and he's starting to play like it.
You know, absolutely. It looked like, from the outside looking in, obviously, that Philly had – chose Tobias over Jimmy Butler and took a lot of criticism for that. Jimmy's gone on to Miami and done his thing, but Tobias is the highest paid player on that team. And like we said, we know how talented he is. We just have to see that night in, night out. Shout out to Embiid, man. Embiid is definitely doing his thing, man. 25, nearly 13 rebounds, 3 assists, a block and a half. He's showing up every night, which is big for that team, because when he shows up and plays hard every night, there's not a person in the world that can guard him. Pivoting out west, another team off to a hot start. The Phoenix Suns are at 5-2. Monty Williams got these boys playing defense. 6 guys scoring in double figures. CP, you know, I picked them as one of the teams to watch out coming out of the west. They're making me look good. Jack, what are your thoughts on the Phoenix Suns?
I love everything about the Phoenix Suns. One, GM James Jones, used to play in the league, good friend of mine, multiple champion. Then you got Monty Williams, a coach that everybody loves, tough-nosed player when he played. You add in CP, Hall of Fame point guard. Devin Booker, top 10 player in the league, and a young player in DeAndre Ayton. I love everything about this. This team can go only way for this team to go is up, and I like everything about it.
Definitely. Shout out to James Jones doing a great job. Robert Sarver's got his dusty ass out the way and is allowing James to, put a constructed team that's suitable. You know, we've all been saying that we felt Devin Booker's been wasting his time there, and I could safely say now that they're really starting to surround him with pieces to, utilize the best of him. I still think his scoring average is going to go up. He's at about 20 right now. I see him going up to about 25, 27, but with six guys in double figures, Crowder has been a great pickup for them, a veteran leader, a guy similar to us. You need guys like that on your team, 3-and-D guys, the energy of the team, the face of the nastiness of the team. I love it. I'm happy for the Suns fan base. Yeah, I got a chance to play out there. Great fan base, great city, although there's no fans yet. Happy to see them have a winner back. They deserve it. And Monty Williams, to really being able to find his footing as a head coach. Like I said, this team plays with his kind of grit and tenacity on defense. I think they're third in the league in defensive efficiency. So happy to see CP move on to another team, but really starting to make his impression on that team and showing these guys how to win, because they got a talented young bunch over there. Up next in our week two impression, Harden and friends. They got everyone back playing now. And John Wall has came out the gates looking explosive. I couldn't be more happy for this guy for not being able to play since 2018. He's come out and put everyone on notice. Remember me. He's out here doing his thing. What are your thoughts? Do you think that they have enough? A lot of people are saying this is one of the most talented rosters James has had in Houston. What are your thoughts? Is his mind made up? Is there a way they can keep him in the mix and happy and really try to make a run with this squad?
Well, they can at least keep him for this year, you know, because they have him for 2 years. You know, they can at least keep him for this year. I think, you know, the way John Wall is coming out and the way Boogie's going to come along, even with some of the young players, how they're playing, I think it's going to motivate James to stay. John Wall's energy is contagious, man. He's coming out with a great start, showing he's healthy, ready to lead this team. And I think that's showing James is seeing that he has other guys that's finally going to ride with him. Not saying CP and Russ didn't ride with him, but these guys are going to ride with him under control. You know what I mean? And that's what he hasn't seen. And also with a coach like Steven Silas, he's going to hold everybody accountable and they're going to be on the same page. I like it. I just hope James buys all the way in and don't have one foot in on the court and one foot on the plane.
Yeah, like you said, we respect the fact that he wants to move on, but I think they've done a good job of surrounding him with talent. And someone you didn't mention, Christian Wood, who's come out of nowhere. Not necessarily nowhere, he just got a nice deal, but this kid is playing incredibly. 6'10", can do it all, shoot it, put it on the floor, block shots, rebound, run the floor. He's got two legitimate, maybe three, four guys. If you get Gordon going and then Boogie will probably could be at about 15. They got four guys that any given night can drop 30 plus for you, maybe five once Boogie gets going. So this is a very talented team. I'm happy for Coach Silas that he's got these guys starting to right the ship. We hope that, you know, whatever the situation is with James, when he's on the court, that's all that matters, because they got a nice little roster over there. And I definitely think they can make some noise in the Western Conference. Up next, Memphis Grizzlies. We all saw John Morant go down with a nasty ankle injury, out 3 to 5 weeks. Jaren Jackson is still sidelined. How does this team compete in a loaded Western Conference with their two young stars out?
It's going to be hard, man. I think the best thing about it is they're getting hurt early in the season. You don't want these injuries to happen towards the end of the season when you're pushing for a playoffs. The two guys that's out, Morant and Jackson, they need these guys more than anything. It's impossible for them to have a great season without these two guys. So the guys that's still on the bench or guys that's coming in going to have to step up and just try to hold ship tight until these guys get back. But they don't have a chance without the two guys they have down.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks and Kyle Anderson are both playing well. But I think this is also going to benefit the play-in games, you know, not just for Memphis, but any team that either loses guys, star players to injury or, you know, heaven forbid, COVID. You still have that chance to hop in that 7-10 seed and still have a play-in game. So I think that's going to really benefit this team because, you know, there was a lot of talk about this team jumping into the playoffs this year. They definitely can't do it without their two young guns down. But the play-in scenario where, you know, 7-10 got a battle to get those last two spots, I really love that, and I think that's really going to benefit Memphis this season. In the week ahead, we got a playoff rematch between Boston and Miami. They'll be playing twice this week. Jaylen Brown is off to a hot start, averaging 28 a game. Jason Tatum's right at 24. Obviously, they need Kemba in this rotation, in this lineup, to be healthy, to really make a run. But what are your thoughts on Boston right now, their start, and Miami's start? It hasn't been too good. They're on the outside looking in right now, although it's still early. Jimmy's battled with some ankle injuries. What are your thoughts on these two teams?
I love the way Boston's been playing. I think their young stars are getting off to a great start. When Kemba comes into the fold, I think we'll see this whole team come together and see what they can really be. Obviously, playing Miami two times in 1 week, both of these teams need these wins. You know, with 72 games now, these are games that are going to matter coming down the playoff seeding. So I'm excited to see these guys play. I want Miami to get back healthy. I think Miami's still dealing with a little of that finals injury, the finals bang up, and they're trying to get healthy. But both teams need to go ahead and take these two games serious so it can be ready towards the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I love Tatum and Brown taking charge now. They're not young anymore. You know, these guys have been in the league for a handful of years. This Miami team, Heat team goes as Jimmy goes. Jimmy's off to a slow start, bothered by some nagging injuries at 8 points a game this season. They're sub 500. We know they'll catch their footing, but the Eastern Conference isn't a cakewalk no more. You know, both the Western and Eastern Conference are going to be very difficult this year. So these guys, like you said, these games early on count more than normal because there's 10 fewer games. So excited to see these guys square up two times this week. It's, you know, they always play hard when they play each other. Also an exciting matchup this week, Philly versus Brooklyn. Philly obviously off to a hot start at 5-1. Brooklyn started off hot, have hit a little bit of a stumble, but love the way KD is progressing at 28 points a game. Is this, although it's early, Jack, is this a statement game for either team?
Yeah, it definitely is for Brooklyn. You know, Kyrie and KD have been talking a lot, and me and you, we're both high on Brooklyn. We know what they're going to do. We know they're going to back up the talk. And I just, you know, I know KD's still getting in game shape. He's still coming back off a horrific injury. I just want to see how he shows up and how he comes and takes over this game. I know Kyrie is ready to go, but I'm really ready to see the KD that we all know come out in the big game against the team that they're going to be fighting against coming towards the end of the season.
Yeah, there's a lot of memes and shit talking last night when KD and Kyrie both missed those game-winning shots. Yeah, don't bet on that shit happening. Those motherfuckers make them shots every single night, every single day in practice. Next time they're going down, so don't bank on that. But, you know, on the flip side, I'm excited to see, is Philly, you know, ready? You know, they're off to a great start, but this is someone that a lot of people, including us in Brooklyn, have picked to come out of the East. This is a good measuring stick for them. You know, is Embiid ready to play these big games and dominate like he's been doing? Is Tobias Harris going to step up? You know, what's Ben going to do? So I'm excited for this matchup. Two teams definitely, you know, towards the upper half of the Eastern Conference, and both have a great chance to make the finals this year. And on Friday, for the first time, we got the Ball Brother matchups. Have we seen enough of LaMelo to really make this Ball Brother comparison yet? What are your thoughts, Jack?
I mean, it's – salute to them having two brothers in the league at the same time, but I'm pretty sure there's other games that'll be way more entertaining.
Stupid. The one thing I like about LaMelo is he plays with a lot of confidence. He's out there playing like he's been there. Obviously, up and down, as most young players are, is, you know, is Lonzo ready to step up? I think this is his year. We've seen Ingram step up. We've seen Julius Randle step up in New York. We've seen Kuzma, you know, stepping up somewhat. It's time for Lonzo to step up. Obviously, big brother playing little brother is always fun. And obviously, salute to the family for letting that happen. This is going to be fun. And I'm looking forward to them guarding each other because that's going to take it back to the backyard where it all started for them.
If anything, let Melo get his shine on. Melo is going to be the next star. You know, Lonzo had his opportunity to lead the family. Lonzo
Damn,
is really
are
you, doing
are you, it. Are you writing them off already, huh? Too many rap songs? What's going on?
I'm not writing them off. I just know right now this is Lonzo's time. I mean, this is Melo's time. Let Melo have his time. Don't let his brother coming in ride off his coattail. This is Melo's time. It's Melo ball time. So when we talk about the game, Melo ball's playing, not Melo against Lonzo.
Shit, if I'm older brother, I'm saying fuck that. But there's also some notable brother combinations. There's also some notable brother conversations in the game right now. Steph and Seth, the holiday threesome, the Grant brothers, the Lopez twins, the Giannis brothers. Who is, to you, in your opinion, the best brother duo in the game right now?
The best brother duo in the game has to be the Currys to me. I love the Currys. I obviously, the Greek freaks, plural, they could obviously pass them one day if the younger brothers come and be just like their brother. But right now, Seth and Steph, can't nobody pass them.
Absolutely. Shooting the ball the way they do. Beautiful thing to see. Jack, we got a weekend of goodness ahead of us. Got a whole slate of NBA games Saturday and Sunday and NFL wildcard weekend both days as well. Yep. Let's start with the NBA. Who's a matchup you're looking forward to catching this weekend?
Man, I can't wait to Sunday. The Lakers versus the Rockets, man. I'm really wanting to see what this Rockets team is going to do. Everybody's healthy. They have everybody back. And the measuring stick is the defending champions, the Lakers. So James, John Wall, Boogie, I want to see what these guys are going to do, see if they come with their A games and get a big win come Sunday.
I'm excited to see that Denver-Philly game. Although Denver's off to a slow start, we got the last of the dying breeds, the two best centers in the game, getting an opportunity to square up against each other. I'm looking forward to those guys going at it. But I'm really excited for, I'm a football guy at heart. It's wild card weekend. I'm really looking forward to catching up on some football. Definitely going to be rolling up, feet kicked up. Might have to chain Ashton to his crib so I get a little bit of silence and just enjoy the weekend, man. Who are some of the games on the flip side in the NFL front you're looking forward to watching this weekend?
Man, I want to see two reasons. I want to see Tampa Bay and Washington. Washington is the reason why Dallas Cowboys didn't make it. Well, I'm lying. The Dallas Cowboys are the reason the Dallas Cowboys didn't make it. Terrible. But then again, Tom Brady, man, we're all Tom Brady fans. I want to see if he can really, really create another miracle and bring the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the Super Bowl. It's another 10-win season for him. I want to see what other magic he can do.
No, I'm definitely excited. You know it's hard to bet against him when it comes down the stretch, but I'm excited to see Tennessee-Baltimore. Derrick Henry, shout out, another 2,000-yard season going up against a tough Baltimore defense. And then Lamar Jackson, the first quarterback in NFL history to have back-to-back 1,000-yard rushing seasons. It's going to be very impressive. It's going to be ground and pound, but it's going to be a fun weekend of sports. Pick your poison, grab your food, pour yourself a cocktail, have two or three rolled up. It's going to be a fun weekend, man.
Yes, sir.
Next up, guys to keep an eye on, Tyrese Haliburton, rookie from Sacramento Kings, 6'5 combo guard, can shoot the ball, plays hard on both ends, fun young player to watch.
Got a good chance of being a steal of the draft. Hope he stay healthy, get back on the court and do his thing.
Yeah, he's out for a little bit with a wrist injury, but he'll be back soon. Next up, Julius Randle, someone I just knew at some point was going to shine. This dude is a monster, a bull in a china shop. He's averaging 21 points a game, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. First Knicks player to do that through the first 5 games in the history of the franchise. I love the fact that he's kind of finally finding his footing. You'd see flashes with the Lakers. You saw flashes in New Orleans. He's definitely coming into his own with the Knicks.
Man, child, we've been waiting on this. It's finally his time.
Absolutely. Now, with the Knicks, you never know. Are they showcasing him to trade him, or are they really trying to build around him? It'll be interesting to see how the Knicks handle Julius Randle. I think the surprise of the season thus far has been Christian Wood, free agent pickup for Houston. 24 points, almost 11 rebounds, 2.5 blocks, long, athletic, inside-out player, fun young talent. And this could be another reason for James Harden to stay put in Houston.
Yeah, everything's for this kid has been a blessing to this guy. God didn't let him get drafted, but kept him hungry. He just got this big contract, and when he did get drafted, he had another blessing. His thot girlfriend left him. So I'm happy. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of this kid, man. I want to see him do well, and he's really a big reason for Houston to have some success this year.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing Boogie get his footing back. Those two on the front line, along with PJ Tucker, the way John Wall is playing. Houston's got some talent, man. It'll be all we have to do is see if they can keep James happy over there, because like I said earlier, they could definitely do some damage in the Western Conference. What's burning? A few quick hitters to close out the show today, Jack. Washington, 2 wins, 1 with Russ, 1 without Russ. Obviously, Russ is off to a hot start, triple-double machine. What do they need to do to translate these numbers into wins?
Find a way to get that 100 mil back they gave Otto Porter and get another 3 guard. They wasted 100 mil on Otto Porter. I'm sorry. Everything started when that happened.
They since moved him, but you still think they need their money back?
They need their money back and so they can invest it in somebody else.
Up next, a surprising stat I'm about to give you. The Knicks have a better record than the Nets thus far. What do you like about the Knicks so far this season, Jack?
Nothing at all. They can start off 15-0, and they still not going to make the playoffs as long as they have the owner they have. Hey, remember that thing on Color Purple? Until you do right by me, nothing good is going to happen to you. He got that root on him, bro. It's the whole stuff that he got that root on him.
Man, hey, listen, for where they're at, impressive start. Guys are playing well. Don't expect the Brooklyn Nets to be, in this area with them too much longer. They're going to find their footing and take off. But, hey, for 3-3 to start the season, Tibbs has got those guys playing hard, playing defense, holding people accountable like you like. But I agree with you. I don't really see them making too much noise this season. Up next, Trae Young and the Hawks off to a hot start. Luka and the Mavs are not. Jack, do you think there's too much pressure on Luka right now? He's supposed to be the next best thing, odds on favorite to win the MVP, and it's been a tough start to the season for him.
Yeah, a lot of eyes is on him, and they don't even have a full roster yet, So, but to whom much is given, much is required. He has to go out there and still play. We've seen Bron in this situation a lot of times where Bron had to play with some Smurfs. All of them were blue, and he still had to take them to the finals. So, he got to deal with it, But on the flip side of it, Trae is doing everything he's supposed to be doing. He has other weapons now, a more confident team, a more veteran team. I like everything he's doing.
I really like the Atlanta Hawks. To me, them and the Phoenix Suns were going to be the breakout teams of the season. John Collins is playing out of his mind out there. They got everyone on the same page. Rondo's in that locker room, I'm sure, dropping these guys game every time. Trae Young's on another level right now. This is a fun team to watch. As you said, Luka still doesn't have the unicorn back yet. I'm looking forward to him getting healthy because when they're both healthy, they're one of the best combinations in the game. But it's going to be interesting to watch Luka. Like I said, all the pressure's on him. He's kind of not necessarily flown under the radar, but as far as expectations has flown under the radar up to this point. But now they're expecting him to be a top three, top four team in the league every season and on odds on favor to win the MVP. So we know with that comes a lot of pressure. I saw Blake Griffin kind of get to a certain level of superstardom when he was in the MVP conversations, and they expected the Clippers to win championships as well. So, we're going to see how Luka handles this pressure. I don't doubt him at all. Still think he's one of the most talented players in the game and looking forward to him finding his footing. In closing, congratulations to Doc Rivers cracking the top 10 all-time wins list, passing Bill Finch. Only the second black coach on there behind Lenny Wilkins. Congratulations to both of them. Also, man, shout out to Showtime Basketball YouTube, iHeart, and the Black Effects.
And follow @ShowBasketball on Twitter. You dig.
See y'all next time.
Peace.
TV taught me how to dream.